sin is deceitful in all of its forms because it originates from the greatest deceiver of all times, the devil, the father of lies. Hebrews, the 3rd chapter, warns us to exhort one another daily while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sins. The Bible also warns us to be alert and to know the wiles of the devil. Sin will light up their marquees and decorate its doorways with glistering lights, but behind the display is sorrow, heartaches, tears, and woe. Sin, much like a graveyard, may have beautiful flowers, monuments, and the appearance of a city park, but beneath the surface is corruption, disease, and death. Sin is a reproach to any people. There is no person or people to whom sin is not a reproach. Certain sins have received wide public acceptance in these closing days of time, but this does not mean that social acceptance is virtue. Though sin has moved from the secret closet to the broadways, it doesn't mean that it is any less reproachful. Go to the courtrooms of any county. Listen to the sobs of a broken-hearted mother whose teenage son has brought reproach on the family name. Thumb through the files of your health clinics. See multiplied cases of social maladies. Read the record of divorce proceedings, murders, rapes, suicides, and you can but say sin is a reproach to any people. Sin also perpetuates itself. Sin does not only affect one generation, but generations to come. The sins that are sown in one generation are many times reaped in another generation. The Bible says in Exodus chapter 20 and verse 5, I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the 3rd and 4th generation. I read the story of a father who started to work one snowy morning, but decided to go to the neighborhood saloon. He heard a voice behind him saying, Daddy, I'm following right in your tracks. He turned and saw his son. He took him home. Upon returning to the neighborhood bar, he heard ringing over and over in his mind, Daddy, I'm following right in your tracks. Realizing the example he was setting before his son, he left the bar and went on his way to work. Dads and moms, where are your footprints leading your children? Today, even now, you are helping to determine the destiny of your child. What will it be? The Word of God teaches that you can have victory over sin. Paul said, For the law of the Spirit in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. And again, the Scripture says, But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Although sin enslaves, the Bible says, But now, being made free from sin and become servants to God, you have your fruits unto holiness and the end, everlasting life. Although sin is a tyrant, the Bible says that sin shall not have dominion over you, for you are not under the law, but under grace. Although sin is a reproach to any people, the Word of God declares that Jesus bore our reproach. Although sin deceives, the Scripture says that we believe and are sure that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. To solve the sin problem in your life, come to Calvary and listen to that old song which says, There is a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins, and sinners plunge beneath that flood, lose all their guilty stain. If you need to be free from the power of sin, bow your head now and ask Jesus to come into your life. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.